Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on Inside MLB, tonight we will be including Harper homers to help Scherzer beat the Phils, Cruz homers to back Felix versus the Jays, and the big unit captures Rush live in concert. Each room moves past Babe on all-time hits list. A-Rod ties Babe also for fourth in the RBI list, and more. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show, so call in at 512-666-990. Or in our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com.
And on this day in baseball history, 1954, Tudor Red Sox manager Bertie Tebbit employing the four-man outfit against Stan Musial. The box score for the contest shows left-handed thrower Nino Escalera coming into the game as a shortstop. In reality, although Escalera replaced infielder Roy McMillian, the rookie manager stationed him in right center between Cincinnati outfielders Wally Post and Gus Bell. And now it's time for our baseball joke of the day. A couple of Yogi Berra's teammates on the Yankee ball club swore that one night the stocky catcher was horrified to see his baby toppling off the roof of a cottage across the way from it. Yogi dashed over and made a miraculous catch, but then horse had it proved too much. He straightened up and threw the baby to second base. It's now time for our all-star game debate. Prince or Hosmer first in the American League. Resurging Ranger emerging World Star Clash on Midsummer Classic. So, real quick, Will, who do you think Prince or Eric Hosmer at this stage?
Well, I do think it's definitely really close. I mean, Chris Fielder had a very disappointing season last season. Well, for as he got hurt, but I think Hosmer overall is just one of the better players in the league, and I think he'll make it.
I mean, as you said, Fielder obviously did not have that great of a season last year, and then Eric Hosmer really came on in the World Series where he was really brought up to the big stage. And I mean it's going to be tough to have teams because Fielder or Eric Hosmer, but there's also other great candidates at the first baseman. And even though we are doing the Prince Fielder Eric Hosmer battle, it's just going to be a tough decision. But real quick, just to inform the fans, we'll be doing daily All-Star game to get until Ballard and Edson on July 2nd. We will be frequently pitting one player against another and having Will and Mickey pitch one of them. But that doesn't mean there aren't any other great candidates for that position. In fact, your call at 516-666-9992 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB to spark a new debate for Stacko. So let us know what you think. So, you want a head-to-head All-Star battle matchup. Last week, the Royals and Rangers won a four-game series at Globe Park. Chris Fielder homered against 1-2. And Texas won those. Eric Hosmer homered against 2-4. And Kansas City won those. So, what we're seeing here is Prince Fielder in those games, when he homered, they won. When Eric Hosmer homered, they won. So, I mean, both of them obviously have great power, and it seems like when they homer, they win. Do you think that's a coincidence, or it's just going to keep happening like that?
Can you repeat the question?
Can you say that again?
Can you say the question again?
So, when Prince Fielder in games 1 and 3 of the Royals Rangers weekend series, he homered and the Rangers won. In games 2 and 4, Eric Hosmer homered and the Royals won. Do you think that's a coincidence, or do you think that trend is going to continue when these guys homered the original one?
I don't think it's a coincidence. I just think that the odds were in their favor that night, and they ended up producing.
I mean, this American League first day season, that was one of the toughest choices on the jersey also about. I mean, we're doing another, here we're doing two important choices, about Hosmer or Fielder. I mean, it follows our recent All-Star game debate of Miguel Cabrera and Jose Abreu, and someone out there is no doubt cheering Mark Teixeira's name right now. So just rallied off Eric Rosmer, Prince Fielder, Miguel Cabrera, Jose Abreu, and Mark Scherer. And today we're doing Eric Rosmer versus Prince Fielder, but if you put them all together, which we will eventually be doing, it's going to be tough to pick one in the end.
Yeah, I think we talked about this on a show a while back and just how the crazy depth of American League first baseman. I mean, there's just so many all-star candidates, and it's a shame that not all of them are going to be able to make it.
And but at some point, you have to relax. I mean, we're doing all these more head-to-head awards. Here, then, you have ballots, which is 35 to submit. We're doing daily also ballots on our show until July 2nd. So there's still many more to come since it's only May 22nd. For this one, tip a rising talent. He picked up where he left off last fall versus the leading comeback candidate who's already stamped his brand during 5 All-Star weeks. So, I mean, Eric Rosmer is picking up right where he left off last year. And Prince Fielder is obviously, I mean, he is the leading candidate right now for the American League Comeback Player of the Year. American League Comeback Player of the Year award. So two completely different guys. Eric Rosmer coming up where he started, and then Prince Fielder completely restarting. So it's going to be interesting to see who we're going to picture on the end.
Yeah.
I mean, Harper may, in my mind, be the best all-round candidate out of the position. And he has an AL Gold Glove winner. In addition, he's just only high-ranking offensive numbers. After ran 351, then this past postseason, they're leading Kansas City to their first pennant in 39 years, I believe. He has met carryover expectations. And Hosmer has a 1.9 war, which is his Royals, which most people do not think stay atop the AL Central compared to the other 0.7 for a rebuilding Texas club. Hosmer has 321, 7 homers, and 30 RBIs. His on base potential, 395, is right behind Fielder's 397. And Hosmer has a better OPS of 940, only an AL first baseman and runs 4-8. And the run total year of 5 compared to negative 77. So Hosmer, in my mind, is a better overall, I mean, best all-around candidate at his position. But, I mean, Dan Buxton, Power, and Prince Fielder obviously have that.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at their stats, like as you said, Fielder has slightly better batting average, and they both have 7 home runs, but Hosmer has more. And Fielder gets on base a little more. So, I mean, I think their stats are very similar this early in the season.
I mean, I think Fielder's been closing the gap on this matchup, though, even though he isn't the best all-round player. He's returning to save the many, many fantasy rosters in the process. He has 3 of 5 homers just last week, and the fruits of his labor are starting to show. Those who know him say he's passionately determined. Returned his level of excellence and durability before 2013-14, a virtual lost season to the next surgery. Indeed, Fielder leads the AL in hits with 55 and his third average with 340, possible helping him hit career highs in those categories. So, I mean, he's obviously returning as the fantasy candidate, and he's obviously probably the best hitter in the Texas Rangers lineup right now. And, I mean, before 2014, he was a staple on the lines every day. He batted fourth for the Brewers every single day. I mean, it seemed like he was the Tigers. And, I mean, what Ranger fans hope is he'll become that staple once again and keep up 55 hits already in batting 340. I mean, this, as I said, it might be clear high for him, which would be amazing to see for Ranger fans.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility.
I mean, you also have, I mean, age comes into play a little bit. Hosmer's only 25. Fielder just turned 31. Both played high school ball in Florida East Coast, the former for American Heritage High and Plantation, and the latter for New Gali in Melbourne. Both were top 10 draft picks for Hosmer during 32-08 and Fielder going 17-02. Fielder has hit at least 25 homers in every season since his rookie year 06, excluding the injury season. Hosmer hit 9 hits in rookie in 11 and projected to exceed that total for the first time. I mean, the age difference, I mean, 6 years, it's a little bit different. But, I mean, they both played high school ball in those prominent places to probably play on Forest East Coast. And, I mean, they were both talking graphics that showed from the high school playing days. Hoffman went in 08, Steele went in 02, which is, again, 6 years apart. And, I mean, 25 homers a year from Clint Schiller, his rookie in 06, exiting last year. That is a staple that any team would love to have. And then hopefully Hoffman can get over that 19 homer mark that he had in his rookie season 2011 and become a staple in that Rose lineup for a long time to come.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that it's only about 2015 what we're talking about right now. But then there's reality in all-star game voting. How many of Derek Jeter's all-star starting incentives were due to being unquestionably the best Dallas football? Definitely not all of them. Jeter is going to pick up a few of his veterans in their votes as well. Because history shows that when he shows up at all-star week, big things happen and our draw is up. He was the game's most valuable player in fans in 2011. He won the home run derby 09 and 12. So that's being considered. I mean, Derek Jeter basically won, not because he was the AL by shortstop, but it was obviously better. But, I mean, he got the Ben Garrett, done that vote, and, I mean, you sports have to think that for considering the veteran, he's been there, he's done that. I mean, MVP in games from 2011, and he won the home run derby in 09 and 2012. So I think he's going to get a lot of votes for that just because he is like a Derek Jeter. He's been to the All-Star game, and he's done amazing when he shows up on All-Star week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Still will try to get to the Midsummer Classic with his third team, having been celebrated with the Brewers in 07 and 09 and Tigers in 2013. And also will try to get there for the first time, experiencing the kind of media exposure he got from last October. So, Will, it is now time to pick up Eric Hosmer or Prince Fielder?
I mean, I'm just going to have to go with Prince Fielder at the moment, but I think in the final result, you're definitely just have to think that Eric Hosmer is going to beam out to the spot. So for my pick now, if the All-Star game was like final voting was today, I would think Prince Fielder would make it.
I mean, I think Prince Fielder is going to get my vote there because, I mean, he's the veteran, been there, done that part. And we saw that last year, third year, and all the magical moments that he had last year. I mean, obviously, Prince Fielder is going to get there, but he's going to get there, been there, done that voting. And I think Eric Hosmer trying to get there for the first time. He will get the All-Star game, I think, as a reserve. But Prince Fielder, in this Hosmer Fielder debate that we're having, is the better player. Now, I believe it's time for the random player today, Will. You're up.
No.
Should I do the mystery player?
Yes.
So this player is an infielder for the Boston Red Sox. He is from Aruba, a Ruben player to play in the major leagues. He was born on October 1st, 1992. He is number 2 infield. He makes $517,000 a year and is 22 and is one of the rising stars in the MLB.
Is it Rosemary Castillo?
No.
Okay, we'll be back on Inside MLB. When we do come back, we'll be going to help Max Scherzer for the rest of Bryce's Harper team run. Max just entered those, and Bryce Harper is on fire right now. So we'll be doing that and more when we come back on Inside MLB.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. Knew. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here. here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
From Inside MLB, and we'll be going into tonight's takeover after Bryce Harper's home run as the match just barely beat the Philadelphia Phillies. The National starter Max Scherzer was brilliant on the mound yet again, and it was the Philadelphia in the sixth and run short from first base when Ian Desmond's double that decided Washington's 2-1 victory over Philadelphia on Friday night at Nationals Park. So not only did Max Scherzer tonight pitch fantastic, only giving us one run, and then he did get that single and was driven in by Ian Desmond. So, basically, I mean, that was his win. He deserved it. And his single basically not as much in the end, along with his fantastic pitching.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of go on the subject of Bryce Harper. I mean, this is 16th run, and I mean, he definitely wasn't terrible, but started off his first 2 years a little slower than expected, but he's now soaring with almost 40 RBIs, and he's getting on base close to 50% of the time, so this guy's turning into one of the best players in the MLB.
I mean, on the bomb, Scherzer did, he outdueled Sean Sullivan, so if you're not the when he did pitch last against the Pirates, had that bare hand snag, and he lost the 8 innings while only the second inning run. Now he's now 5-3 on the season after winning his fourth straight start. Scherzer recorded a 6th consecutive outing of at least 7 innings pitch. So, I mean, he's getting off to better. I mean, winning 4 straight starts. Before this, he was 1-3, not what national fans wanted to see, but he is now becoming what they envisioned when they signed him.
Yeah, definitely for national fans on that one.
And then, I mean, Drew scoring, he did work on a pair of ninth in the single year 13th play of the season. It was a national 6 consecutive victory. So a nice save of the 2-1 game in check with Matt Griffith's victory and to have my club return on that.
Definitely.
I think the moments that mattered in the game time, I mean, Harper, again, I mean, he just can't be stopped. I mean, when that start hitting, as he said, his 6th in some other seasons, a shot just inside left field foul pole, threw it off the second inning against Joe Sullivan. The smash was Harper's 11th in 14 games. And that is just monster numbers. And if he continues on this, it means 16 home runs, which are 11 and 14 games. I mean, he could be having up to over 50 home runs, which we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, definitely. I think this could definitely be a breakout year for Bryce Harper and his home run power. I'm just looking forward to see how many he can reach up and coming the All-Star break.
I mean, the way he's playing right now, I mean, this is what scouts did think he would play like when he was in his mid-teens. So, I mean, it's nice, always just natural thing to see his real potential and I mean, if this isn't a ceiling for this guy, I mean, what can be the ceiling? And I'm just excited to see what Bryce Harper can do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what we're overlooking here is I think Joe Sullivan was otherwise just okay. I mean, you only have 2 runs in 16, but he will regret how that second run scored in the 16. So that was a Scherzer single on a 1-2 ball that had this decisive dash for space. So he did allow the Bryce Harper home run and then the Scherzer single kind of ended. So, I mean, basically, 2 different pitches, and this game could have been a 1-0 Philadelphia system. That's how one-run games go in baseball. And, I mean, O'Sullivan is probably mad himself for allowing not only the Bryce Harper home run, which, I mean, all pitchers are allowing right now, so that can't be that big of a discipline. Allowing Scherzer singles to set up for the investment double that drives him in, which probably would be a big upset for Sean O'Sullivan tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's not hitting every single pitch, and you just have to be very scared if you're the pitcher facing him.
I mean, also, the waste opportunity for the Phillies had, I mean, some chances to score against Scherzer, but they could not cash in at all. They were over 6 runs in scoring position against him. They only scored 1 on second base with 1 out in both the 5th and 6th innings. So they had their chances to, I mean, win this game, but in the over 6 runs in scoring position, they had, with 1 out in the 5th and 6th, the opportunity to cash in against Scherzer, but Scherzer buckled down and got through the inning.
Uh-huh.
We have to get a break on inside of MLB, but when we do come back, we'll be doing the safe hunting and the closing statement. So stay tuned. We're going to take the next look.
Well, I'm gonna take away the power of Bryce Harper and what we've seen so far by him and how he gave the Nationals a win tonight against the Phils. And Scherzer pitched a gem. I just think this Nationals team is going to be very dangerous down the stretch.
I mean, even though we didn't cover tonight, we chose to do the past Babe Ruth on the all-time hit list tonight, which, I mean, that is amazing for this Japanese Miami Marlin right now. And also, Alex Rodriguez, he tied Babe Ruth with fourth in the all-time RBI. So amazing milestone, stellar accomplishment that we did not get to. But also, Nelson Cruz did homer again to backfield Hernandez and the Blue Jays. So, I mean, all this amazing thing happened tonight. We didn't get to most of it, but we still got to a lot. All right, so I like to thank Jason Sensible, but also Mr. Planet and Russian, I've inside the LB, along with MLB.com, and assistance with statistics. He's on Inside MLB tonight. You can tune in Monday from 6:37 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB for the new edition. Fans, click on Inside MLB on blogtalkradio, the TMUL, as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for tuning in. Real quick, you can email Will or I at insidemlb123@gmail.com all with your questions or insights. Have a fantastic day. And before we do go, I have to give a shout out to Sally from Channel Count. Please go follow him. A little bit of a favor that I'm doing for him tonight. So thank you, James. Once again, I'm going to check my closest on my phone. Have a great day.